But I have had the great woman in my life. I've realized that you have a moment in a relationship where you realize, you know what, I think this is going to go the distance. You kind of know. And then there's also those moments where one sentence can change the perspective and sending it spiraling out of control. You know, I was in that situation as well. I was with an amazing woman, beautiful African-American woman. We dated for 4 months. And it was great, just even those 4 months. We didn't have sex on purpose. We really wanted to get to know each other and just kind of, you know, commiserate and talk. And I remember the moment she called me at 11:47 a.m. on a Wednesday afternoon. That's when I picked up the phone. She goes, I want to make love to you tonight. And I was like, yes. I lit a whole bunch of candles. I made a Sade Mega Mix with Jay-Z. It's a mashup. Sweet as motherfucking Taboo. She finally arrives. I open up the front door. She looks amazing. We start to make out right there. We're just giggling. And we start right away kind of taking off each other's clothing. And it's getting really frisky. We're falling all over each other. Then we start going up the stairs to my bedroom. And, you know, we're kicking off shoes and pulling off her dress. And then we're in my room. And now we're completely naked. And I lay her body down. And she comes up on her elbows. And she kisses me right here on the forehead. And it was sensual and amazing. And I caressed her cheek. And she got very coy, you know. She got shy, and then she rolled on top of me and put my big fat cock in her. And no, I want you to know everything. I want you to know everything. And then as she slowly started to ride me, the sunlight was just beaming off her gorgeous flesh. And that's when she looked at me and she said, fuck me, you white piece of shit. I was like, I guess you can say that because we have a vice president. I don't fucking, is that, who's white? I don't know.